Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champs for the first time in franchise history. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman on ESPN on ABC.
Alexander Barkov, you have the honor of hoisting the Stanley Cup.
The Panthers with a come-behind win for the championship, beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Florida forward Matthew Tkachuk.
It's the best place, best guys. It's something really special here with what we have.
Details of the team's first ever championship parade are expected in the coming days. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the U.S. Espionage Act. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details.
In 2010, WikiLeaks published a series of leaks provided by U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, including diplomatic cables and footage from a U.S. military helicopter allegedly showing the killing of Iraqi civilians in Baghdad.
Millions of people are under flood threats as rivers continue to rise in parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. CBS's Jonah Kaplan is in Spencer.
Despite the waters receding here, there are still flood warnings from the National Weather Service for about a dozen waterways, and they all flow into the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, both of which are still rising. And as if that wasn't enough, there are still risks of storms this week.
With the sweltering heat, many are looking to cool off in the ocean, but a warning about dangerous rip currents causing at least 8 deaths since last week. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Panama City Beach, Florida.
It's not just happening here on the west coast of Florida, on the Gulf Coast of Florida. You had 2 deaths on the east coast of Florida as well due to rip currents, and summer just got started.
Our Peter King with some positive news as millions are set to hit the road for the July 4th holiday.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more of us are driving on busy highways like New York State's Route 5. But this year's traffic deaths are down by more than 3% from a year ago. It's the 8th straight quarterly decline going back 2 years.
The world's biggest record labels are suing some prominent AI music-making companies. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group are among the labels who filed lawsuits against Suno and audio maker Uncharted Labs. Both companies recently released AI programs that enable users to generate songs from text prompts copying decades worth of the world's most popular recordings. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-218-9172. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-218-9172 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-218-9172 to see if you qualify. That's 800-218-9172.
The LA Lakers have formally introduced their next head coach.
It's J.J. Redick's first coaching job at any level, let alone pro. And while he did play for the NBA for 15 seasons with 6 different teams, the 40-year-old admits his experience these days is confined to volunteering with his son's youth teams.
You know, as I think about the culture we want to create here, part of that is just a competitive culture. Like, we want to come in every day thinking about competition.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Which NFL team has the most negative fans? Online learning platform Preply scoured official subreddits of every NFL team, and the Indianapolis Colts fans ranked at the very bottom, with almost half the comments posted being negative. Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs fans were also on the down low. As for the most positive base in the NFL, that distinction went to Seattle Seahawks fans. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms moving in through the overnight, and some could bring severe weather. Plenty of clouds, upper 60s by daybreak, gusty south winds. On Tuesday, showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the lower 90s. It's 75 at our studios.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay. And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
freak. One, two, three. for wearing your green slips.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Thank you.
children.
Started out with loving, and your palate, you're a salary man.
CBS News Brief. A development in the WikiLeaks case, CBS's Robert Legarry.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act and is expected to appear in a U.S. courtroom on the Northern Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. territory, in the coming days. Court documents reveal he's expected to plead guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act.
After heavy rain, a Minnesota dam is breached by floodwaters. One person in South Dakota has died. And as CBS's Jonah Kaplan in Spencer, Iowa reports.
This is not exactly, you know, a coastal area. This isn't a place where a lot of people have flood insurance. And now they're learning just how devastating financially this disaster is going to be.
A Chicago man is the recipient of a new kidney transplanted while he was awake. Surgeons at Northwestern gave John Nicholas a spinal epidural, nerve block, and light sedation to bypass risks associated with general anesthesia.
I asked, you know, at one point, you know, hey, are you guys, when are you going to get started? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've already been working for a while.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Of course, it's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent...